Marijuana, the dried leaves and flowers of the Indian hemp weed, is used in the form of a cigarette. Marijuana smoking, experts point out, can make a helpless addict of its victim within weeks, causing physical and moral ruin and death. Should you ever be confronted with the temptation of taking that first puff of a marijuana cigarette, do it.
This is Harry J. Anslinger, Commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics.
The Treasury Department intends to pursue a relentless warfare against the despicable dope-peddling vulture who preys on the weakness of his fellow man.
Special Treasury agents are part of a massive force created solely to control the traffic in narcotics.
Police find a city backyard full of dope. This innocent-looking weed is Mexican marijuana, which when smoked produces more nightmares than opium. Captain Mooney of the narcotics squad will tell us something about it.
The constant use of these marijuana cigarettes causes temporary insanity.
Prohibition cannot be enforced for the simple reason that the majority of American people do not want it enforced and are resisting its enforcement. That being so, the orderly thing to do under our form of government is to abolish a law which cannot be enforced, a law which the people of the country do not want enforced.
Let's go, Jack, I'm red hot.
Not too strong, you'll be having not for long. If you a viper falls on the wheel of everything, I've got to be high before I can swing. Let it be and let it be. If you a viper, when your throat gets dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. And you truck on down to the candy store. But you conk on peppermint candy. Then you know your body's thin. You don't tariff, you don't pay rent. I'm high, so am I. If you're a viper.
Viper by Lorraine Walton from 1938. Hello, I'm Canna Bob, and welcome to the Viper Hour, show number 2. I'll be with you here for the next 60 minutes or so, playing some of that great old 1920s and 30s reefer jazz rhythm and blues music. And tonight we're going to have a special feature. We're going to look at the great Louis Armstrong and his affection for the marijuana bud and how he never left home without it. And we're also going to learn a little bit about another product that Louis never left home without. And I was a little surprised to learn about this, and I'm sure you will be too. So stay tuned. Later on in the show, we'll hear about Louis Armstrong. Right now, I've got some exciting news about the Normal Network. It is growing by leaps and bounds, and we have been assigned a slot. Yes, every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time or 11 p.m. Eastern Time, you will hear a brand new episode of The Viper Hour. That'll be the premiere episode every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, there will be replays throughout the week. So watch for the schedules and find out when the replays are. And to boot, we have a website. Well, not really a website. We kind of have a website. We are on podomatic.com, which is a podcaster's website. And go to canabob.podomatic.com, and you will be able to hear the Viper Hour 24/7 anytime you want, or you can even download it in an MP3 file, put it on your MP3 player, take it with you to work, put it in a car, whatever you want to take it. The Viper Hour is there for you 24/7 at canabob.podomatic.com, and new shows every Monday evening on the Normal Network at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern. So watch for us. We'll remind you about that later on in the show. But right now, we're going to get back to some music because that's what we're all about here on the Viper Hour. We've got a tune here from Tampa Red and the Chicago Five with Blind John Davis on the vocals. And this is called I'm Gonna Get High from 1937.
For me, for mine, nobody know why. Oh, my baby, don't you cry. I'm gonna get high. It ain't no need of no one trying to shame me. For what it takes, I've got it. Who could blame me? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get high. I'll do it or die. And swing them all and have a ball. Yes, yes. Beat it out for me there. Uh-huh. I hear you, Mr. Strike Man. Who could blame me? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get
the sky. Just blow some gauge, I'm on a rampage. Jack, I'm mellow, I'm so high and so dry. I'm way up in the sky. The world seems light and I'm so right. Jack, I'm mellow. I'm gonna put my nickel in a slot machine and play my solid cinder. I'm gonna scratch Peck and Susie Q, cause I'm on a bender. I'm so high and so dry. I'm sailing in the sky. I got my roach around, I can't come down. Jack, I'm mellow.
Trixie Smith from 1938. And before that, we heard Tampa Red and the Chicago Five with I'm Gonna Get High from 1937, featuring Blind John Davis on the vocals. Hello, this is the Viper Hour, and I'm Cannabob. And welcome to our little 1920s and 30s reefer jazz rhythm and blues music hour here on the Normal Network, or on the podomatic.com website, where you can find us at cannabob.podomatic.com, or again on the Normal Live Network at live.normal.org. And I want to say just a little bit about the Normal Network right now. They have been so kind as to let us into their rotations, and they have many, many, many marijuana-based podcasts from all over the United States, all in one place. You don't have to go searching the interwebs to find a podcast about marijuana now. Maybe something you're interested in Colorado or California or New Jersey or Florida or Texas. There are podcasts almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the Normal Network. I'm sure you're going to find something you like. And just don't listen to them. Learn from them. These podcasters are out here educating us in the hopes that we will take their information and use it on our own in the war against marijuana prohibition. In the effort for legalization, this is what we've got to do, because these podcasters, they get from time to time, they get this feeling that they're preaching to the choir. And they're really not making any difference to the people that really have the negative attitudes about marijuana legalization. So we have got to heed their information, take their information and their education and soak it in. And the next time you're in a conversation with someone that might not be in favor of marijuana legalization, you can whip out some of these facts that you've learned on these podcasts on the Normal Network. Things like there are 22.5 million people every day that use marijuana on a daily basis. There's 15 marijuana medical states in the United States where marijuana is legal for medical use. No one has ever, ever died from using marijuana. They say it would take at least 800 joints to kill a person, and then that person would die from carbon monoxide poisoning or asphyxiation. You'd smother to death. The marijuana wouldn't kill you. The lack of oxygen would. Regulation and education is better than prohibition. That is the core of the message, people. If we regulate it and we educate people about it, it will be far better than the prohibition that we have now. So listen to these podcasts on the Normal Network. Learn from them. Use them in your daily activities and make use of the Normal Network, because it's a wonderful thing we have. Now that I'm down off of my soapbox, we're not going to do that very often, but Normal Network is such a fantastic thing that we need to make use of it. Well, back into the music. Our next tune is by one of the greats, Cab Calloway and the Cotton Club Orchestra, from 1932. Everybody's waiting for the man from Harlem.
Give you all the lowdown. It's a mess, too. Tables were filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem.
Ah!
Oh, there! Ah! Drinks were served, 6 bits of throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once, the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem? Why, look at that cat. He's coming in. He's growling. Listen to him growl. It's awful mess, ain't it? Oh, you mugging, Patrick, you mugging. Mugging, so help me. I'm going to tell you more about it. Tell you more about it. Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, music, lights, and gin. Come on, let's get out here. Everybody cleared a space. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all love to see the man from Harlem.
Ah,
oh, oh, when he started in to step, he filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm, it just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. Just let him mug. And it sure did look kind of low. Another cat walked up and said to the man, Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there. And he said, I'm kind of low. He said, I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Satchel.
Oh, baby.
She was a red-hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest of his frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Ho de ho, ho de ho,
ho de ho, de ho.
Hi de hi, de hi,
hi de hi, de hi.
Hey, de
dee, hey, dee, hey, dee, hey.
Hey, dee, hey, dee, hey, dee, hey.
Oh, dee, hore, hore, ho.
Oh, dee, hore, hore, ho.
She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, so he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown. And he showed her how to kick the gong around. He had a dream about the King of Sweet. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes.
Hey, what did she do?
She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
My favorite jazz viper musicians, Cab Calloway, with his signature hit Minnie the Moocher from 1931. And we had a double shot from Cab Calloway. Before that, we had The Man from Harlem from 1932. You're listening to the Viper Hour. I'm Canna Bob, and we're going to do something a little bit different now. We're going to play a couple songs that have been recently recorded, although they are in the old jazz blues genre. And the first one we're going to do is by a band called the Tall Brothers from Vancouver, Canada. Bill and Tom Small, coincidentally enough, make up the Tall Brothers, along with one or two other musicians from time to time. But this is a tune, one of my favorite tunes from the Tall Brothers, called Jive Cake Stuffing, here on the Viper Hour.
Say, Tom.
Yeah, Bill, what's up?
How about a little puff?
Bad for your health.
Well, how about a little drink then?
Never touch this stuff. I don't drink tequila.
Try Sansomia.
I don't drink bourbon.
Try this Durban.
No thanks, brandy.
High in this candy.
No gin and tonic.
Growing hydroponic.
If you don't like puffing and your situation's rubbing, you can munch the mighty muffin with a job cake stuffing.
Job cake stuffing. No sense of roughing.
Job cake stuffing.
If you're toughing it.
Job cake stuffing.
No need for puffing it.
Job cake stuffing.
When you can muffin it.
If you don't like puffing and your situation's roughing, you can munch the mighty muffin with a job cake stuffing.
We'll be right back.
muffin and your situation's roughin'. You can munch the mighty muffin with a job kick stuffin'.
No more. That was Mark Lemhouse, and that again is a recent recording of a song that is in the old 1920s and 30s jazz, blues, marijuana style music genre. And before that, we heard the Tall Brothers and Jive Cake Stuffing. This is Canna Bob, and you're listening to the Viper Hour. And coming up, we have a special segment about the great Satchmo. Yes, Louis Armstrong, one of the premier trumpet players in American music history. And we have a little spot that's going to tell you all about how marijuana played an important part in the life of Louis Armstrong and how something else played an important part in the life of Louis Armstrong that I'm sure you will be astonished to find out. And that's coming up right on the other side of this message from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I'm Canna Bob, and you're listening to the Viper Hour.
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. NORML, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. NORML is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org, that's NORML.org, or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Yes, please support NORML. They do fantastic work. And now it's time for the educational portion of the Viper Hour. We're going to look at the lives and times of Louis Armstrong. Yes, the great Satchmo, one of the premier trumpet players in American music history, and how marijuana was a huge part of his life. And first, I want to give props to the source of this article that I found on the internet. Onlinepot.org is a fantastic website. It's run by a medical marijuana patient in Maine, Chris Knauer. Chris, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, K-E-N-O-Y-E-R. Chris has put together one of the most comprehensive marijuana websites I have come across. So if you like the old marijuana music and the old TV shows and movies and articles and just a wealth of information at onlinepot.org, check it out. And now I'm just going to leave it up to the interview here. Please excuse this interview. These old recordings are snappy and crackly, and sometimes you really can't understand too well what these people are saying. But so listen closely and enjoy this little piece about Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Isn't it true that Louis Armstrong in Storyville, all that reefer smoking was taking place?
From the time he was 14, every day of his life.
Let's see.
He learned the trumpet there. So.
He was busted, actually.
Yeah, more or less.
For pot in 31, I think it was?
Yeah.
Apart from his trumpet, Armstrong always carried two products on these trips. One was Swiss Chris.
One of the things that Louis swore by was laxatives. Now, Swiss Chris is an herbal laxative, and actually you can still get it, and it's a very legitimate, made up of a variety of herbs. Or oibs, as Louis used to call it.
Everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll from the east to the west.
He used to lay some of that on everybody, you know. Sometimes he'd make a tea out of it, you know. If you made a tea and you drank the tea, if the bathroom's from here to the way you're sitting, sometimes you didn't make it. You know, that's how ferocious it was.
The other was marijuana. Pot, as it was then known.
He considered it a tonic. It was something that was very important to his health. He started using it when he came to Chicago in the 1920s and used it throughout his life. It's an uncomfortable fact for many people who want to see him in kind of a pristine state, but he certainly didn't see himself that way.
Louis' whole day was planned with the show in mind. He'd go to bed. Before he went to bed, he'd take a double dose of Swiss Chris. When he got up in the morning, he'd roll a joint, go to the toilet, get high, and as he used to say, leave it all behind you.
We did call ourselves Vipers, which could have been anybody from all walks of life that smoked and respected Gage. You know, that's what we called him. Was our cute little name, Marijuana. And it was a misdemeanor in those days, much different from the pressure and charges the law lays on a guy who smokes pot. Pot is the later name, which is cute to hear nowadays. We always looked at pot as a kind of a medicine, you know? Yeah, and we discussed it in a way. I mean, enemy of justice, shit. Marijuana was a kind of medicine and a cheap drunk. A much better thought, and we had much better thoughts than one that's full of lush, meaning liquor. That's why I, for one, had to put it down, that the law comes to getting heavier and, they fell for that crap, but Gage's dope, you know, that shit. Well, anyhow, I had to put it down. But the respect for Gage will stay with me forever. I have every reason to say these words. And I am proud to say them from experiences, if no more.
In 1930, Louis went to Los Angeles and headlined at Sebastian's Cotton Club, where he won the admiration of numerous Hollywood stars. The trip ended in calamity, however, when he was arrested for smoking marijuana in his car with a white musician between sets. A shady manager from Chicago had his sentence reduced to a few weekends in jail, but Armstrong, who called pot an insulator against the pain of racism, continued to smoke it all his life.
Every night, on a mission level, you know, go out and roll up a couple of joints of good Mexican grass. So, Alvin Pops was out there, you know, and he would come out with what he would call his New Orleans Golden Leaf, which is very, very sad. It was terrible. Did nothing. You know, so funny thing happened when, you know, after a couple of weeks I noticed, you know, every time I was at a mission, I'd go outside, you know, and Pops would be there, you know, sitting on the garden wall or on the tree, whatever we had available. And so finally one night I asked him, I said, Pops, I said, listen, I noticed the last couple of weeks you don't come out with your New Orleans Golden Leaf anymore, you know. He said, shit, son, it's like bringing a hamburger to a banquet.
You could really tell when Pops was high. Pops was really low. And especially when he come back off intermission. When you come off intermission, Pops will be ready.
I'm ready.
He says, I'm ready, so help me, I'm ready. And when he said that, the folks rest rolled, and the band laughed too. And he was ready. Pops is really ready.
Mm-hmm. Let out there, boys. I'm ready.
Louis Armstrong invented a new style of playing. Louis Armstrong created the coherent solo. Louis Armstrong fused the sound of the blues with the American popular song. Louis Armstrong extended the range of the trumpet. Louis Armstrong created the melodic and rhythmic vocabulary that all of the big bands wrote music out of.
Hollywood. Vic Burton, drummer with Abe Lyman's band, and Louis Armstrong, colored trumpet artist in Sebastian's Cotton Club, were arrested by narcotics officers and are on charges of possessing marijuana, a dope weed used in cigarettes. Variety.
As soon as Armstrong's agent, Tommy Rockwell, heard the news of Armstrong's arrest, he sent a thug named Johnny Collins to Los Angeles with orders to use his underworld connections to get his trumpet star out of jail. It worked. Armstrong was out in 9 days.
And there you have it. Some interesting facts about Louis Satchmo Armstrong, lover of marijuana and laxatives. Go figure. And like I said, if you didn't catch every little part of that interview, it's kind of hard to understand in places. Listen to the replays of the Viper Hour here on the Normal Network, or you can listen to us anytime at canabob.podomatic.com. And we're going to try to keep a few of the Viper Hour shows up there for download or your listening pleasure 24/7. And of course, we're always here on the Normal Network on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for a brand new weekly show of the Viper Hour. Well, all this swing music's got me going, so I'm going to play another one by another popular jazz musician that had an affection for the jive, Mr. Gene Krupa, with a tune called No Name Jive, here as soon as I can put the needle on the 78.
Thank you. Jake, I think I'm gonna send myself.
What you gonna do, bud?
I'm gonna light up, Jack. Say, I'm the queen of all vipers. I mean, I smoke my weed. You know, it makes me feel kind of happy when I'm in need. Dreams come from my weed all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Fragrance from my weed and me. Oh, how that tea sends me. All vipers love their medrol. Love it good and strong. Dreams come from Maui, honey, all day long. Weed, 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 all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Good and strong. Dreams come from my weed, honey, all day long.
Like the millionaires do. on the mountain and make a million too.
That was the Harlem Hamfats, Weed Smoker's Dream from 1936. And before that, we heard Miss B. Foot with her song Weed from 1938. And Gene Krupa was before that with No Name Jive. You're listening to the Viper Hour. I'm Cannibal Bob, and we've got time for one more song here to play us out of episode 2 of the Viper Hour here on the Normal Network. And don't forget, you can find us here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time for a brand new episode of the Viper Hour, and also at cannibob.podomatic.com, where we have 24/7 access to replays of the show, and it's also downloadable for your MP3 players or iPhones or whatever you want to stick it on and take it with you. And we're going to play out the show today with a song that I tried to play the show out with last week, but got chopped off a little bit because the Normal Network is a learning experience for all of us. So we're going to play the show out today with a Louis Armstrong tune called Muggles. I'm Cannibal Bob, and you've been listening to the Viper Hour.